Hello and welcome to our podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the German language and help you with your language learning journey. And we hope that we will make it easier for you. Ahmed and I are going to explain the differences between accusative and dative today. Why are there those two cases, accusative and dative? Can we put a straightforward definition for them? Ahmed, what do you think?
I think these are very important in the German language because we are going to get a very different meaning of the sentence if we don't have them. For example, if I tell you, send me an email. Here, the email is going to be as the accusative object and I, the person, is going to be the dative object.
How would you say this in German?
Yeah, that's a good question. Also, sende oder schicke mir eine E-Mail. Oder kannst du mir eine E-Mail schicken? Here, as you see, we have the dative object, which is the person. And it's referring to the fact that the person here is the indirect object. In other words, you are not affecting this person directly when you are sending an email. The thing that you are directly affecting, in fact, is the email. You're writing this email and you are sending it to me. So I am getting benefit of that as the person in this sentence. So this is exactly the dative. It's going to be the person who is getting benefit or it's going to be negative for him. It goes both ways. For example, the verb to steal. Also, ich klaue dir etwas. So this thing that I'm stealing from you is the direct object that I am really stealing. But you are going to be affected by that, by losing something.
It's the same concept in French, which we call COI, complément d'objet indirect. It's when you say, je te vole quelque chose, I'm going to steal something from you. You also place the object before the verb. The same concept actually exists in French, or a very similar concept. For the French speakers, if the verb is followed by à, de, or par, then it's a verb that requires an objet indirect. And in this case, in German, the equivalent would be dative, okay? So I think this makes things easier, I hope, for the French speakers at least.
The same concept is also in the Arabic language.
Oh.
Because when we say, I give you something, ich gebe dir den Stift, sagen wir mal. Let's say the pen. Ich gebe dir den Stift. So in Arabic we say, أعطيك القلم. So here, ك is the dative thing for our Arab listeners. It could be maybe helpful for them also to understand this concept. Because once you understand it, Noah, I think it will make it much easier than memorizing the verbs. It's very tough, actually, I think. It's just to say, hey, memorize all these thousands of verbs. And yeah, that's really hard, I think.
It's very interesting because I've been teaching German for 3 years now. And when my students ask me, how am I going to differentiate between accusative and dative? And I say, I'm sorry, but you have to learn them by heart.
Actually, it could work also, but not for everybody. So this concept could make it easier for students just to understand the difference between dative and accusative. At the end of the day, it's just dative is going to be the person or even the thing who is going to be taking the benefit or being negatively affected by the verb. And we call this the indirect object.
Okay. Makes sense, I think, until now. My technique is that, as I told you, I tell my students to learn the dative verbs by heart because in general, we say that in German, 90% of the verbs are followed by accusative. But when it comes to prepositions, we have prepositions that require either accusative or dative.
Wechselpräpositionen, I think you mean.
Die Wechselpräpositionen. Can you elaborate more on this?
Yeah. This is also a very interesting topic, actually. Das ist eine andere Hausnummer, we say in German. It's something else.
Completely different. We can do this in another episode if you prefer.
We could do it actually, but now briefly we can say it depends on the direction and the location. Yeah, when we are describing the location, wo bist du? Ich bin jetzt in der Schweiz. I'm in Switzerland. But once you say I am heading to somewhere, I'm going somewhere, it's going to be accusative even though you are using the same preposition like ich fahre in die Schweiz.
So if the verb is dynamic, then it's accusative. If it's static, it's dative.
That's really good explanation.
I've just had a thought. German teachers, sometimes, they try to explain accusative and dative by asking questions. So they say, for example, wem habe ich den Stift gegeben? Whom did I give the pencil to? But that they're actually not aware that for learners, the differentiation between wem and wen is not clear at the moment. Can't actually ask the right question in order to know if the case is going to be accusative or dative. Does it make sense what I'm saying now?
I totally agree, actually. Because it's really interesting and helpful for students to understand it. But I think you have just to start with something else that will lead to this information. What I do is I say that imagine der is converting to wer. Both are ending with er. And when we are going to put der in a situation where it is dative, it's going to be dem, er, going to be am. Exactly the same thing happens to wer. It will be wem. So once they understand that, I think they will automatically get to the point that they will say, okay, then when it's der and it converts to den, it must be that wer converts to wen.
Let's pretend I'm doing self-study. I'm learning German as a diligent student would do every day. He wakes up, he learns German. He opens his texts and he starts reading. He comes upon a verb and he doesn't know if this verb requires dative or accusative. Because I get these questions asked a lot. I say, go ahead, open your dictionary, whether it's online or a physical one. The dictionary is going to tell you if the verb requires dative or accusative, or if it sometimes requires both. When it requires accusative, let's start with accusative, you will see an abbreviation that goes like JDN, which stands for jemanden. If the verb requires dative, you're going to see the abbreviation JDM, which means jemanden. This is going to tell you what the case this verb needs. So, for example, if we look up the verb folgen, to follow, you're going to see jemandem folgen. So, you will know how to use this verb properly. You will say, ich folge dir, ich folge ihm, ich folge ihr, etc. If you see jemanden, for example, sehen, jemanden sehen, you will know, okay, ich sehe dich, ich sehe ihn, ich sehe sie, etc. So, this will tell you which kind of object you're going to need, either an accusative object or a dative object. Do you have anything to add on this?
What I would like to say about it is that the dictionary is the source number one for you. No matter what the teacher says, no matter what everyone else says, just go ahead and check it yourself in the dictionary. And be sure that once you check it yourself, and you read it, that's plus for you because you're gonna see it yourself. You will see it with your own eyes, which will make it stuck more, let's say, in your memory. Yeah, but you said actually everything. You started the last point with the question that we, that all of us, the German teacher gets a lot. If, let's say I'm in an exam and I want to use a specific verb, but I'm not pretty sure whether it's dative or accusative. Here, I would just like to add a point. Just think about it. If the verb is describing something that's going to be affected directly by the verb, like buying something, eating something, here, it's an accusative, no doubt. Once you get a third part or a part in the verb that will be indirectly affected, like helping, if I help you, Noah, if you need help with something, helfen, I'm actually doing something for you, like I'm helping you with the homework, but I'm not affecting Noah. I'm adding value to him, yeah, I'm giving him something. That way, you could maybe differentiate in some cases where you don't have access to dictionary or to the internet.
Interesting. I think that at this point, some students are gonna benefit from this a lot, because to some it's going to sound very logical. To others, they would prefer, they would think, this is too theoretic for me. I prefer to learn the verbs by heart. Although your method is absolutely great, because if it makes sense for students, it will save them a lot of time and nerves.
One thing I would like to add, Noah, I think you are studying Lehramt in the university, and I am pretty sure you learned that there's different kind of learners. Some people learn better by heart. Some people like to have a specific logic in the thing that they are learning to understand it. We're discussing different ways of learning, but at the end of the day, everyone will have his own method to understand the thing.
This is important to say, because if you feel devastated because the method is not working out for you, it's not bad at all. There must be other methods that have to work out for you, but you have to discover them. So you have to embark on the journey and see what works for you and what does not. In our in this format, we can exchange our ideas. You're a German teacher, I'm a German teacher. I think we both learned German as a second language. When I learned it, I was in the transition between acquiring a language and learning a language. So I kind of know the rules, but also I don't know them. This is why I told you at the beginning to take on the part where you explain the direct object and the indirect, because I never understood this. I had this in my friend's studies, and I said, can I just learn them by heart? It doesn't make any sense.
I think everyone that speaks a language as a mother tongue will maybe face some problems to explain some grammar in it, while other people who learned it, who struggled learning that language, that will be easier for them maybe to explain a specific concept. I don't know if you agree.
I was in a situation once when I was establishing my company, and I was employing some teachers to teach German, and there's a very good friend of mine whom I told, you're going to take on a grammar course. She tells me, oh, okay, no problem. And I say, I have to clear things up front. Can you please explain, like, quickly what the accusative case is about? And she goes like, I have no idea. I said, how are you going to take on the grammar course? It's just not, no.
Interesting.
Good. Wonderful. So we're going to stop here. I hope this was very helpful for you. Thank you, Ahmed, very much for your explanations.
You're welcome. That's my pleasure.
Thank you. And we hope to come up with wonderful ideas like today's topic. I think a lot of students face difficulties when it comes to accusative and dative. We will be explaining similar topics, I guess, in the next episodes. And if you have any suggestions and topics you would like to learn more about, please don't hesitate to contact us. This will also give us more ideas in order to help you further. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good weekend. Huh.